welcome to Preach the Word with Brother Dean Carmichael of Greensboro. And now let's welcome our dear friend, Brother Dean.
Welcome to the Preach the Word podcast Christmas special, and that, of course, was from the TV special, the 1966 animated television special, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And to quote directly from Wikipedia, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, also known as Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, is a 1966 American animated television special directed and co-produced by Chuck Jones. It's based on the 1957 children's book of the same name by Dr. Seuss and tells the story of the Grinch, who tries to ruin Christmas for the townsfolk of Whoville below his mountain hideaway. Originally telecast in the United States on CBS on Sunday, December the 18th, 1966, it went on to become a perennial holiday special. The special features the voice of Boris Karloff as the Grinch and the narrator. Now, that's the end of that quote. One of my favorite all-time, I guess you can't call it a Christmas movie, but definitely my all-time favorite Christmas specials, if you want to call it that. One of my favorite Christmas stories. And to continue to quote, and I'm quoting directly from Wikipedia, "The Grinch is a surly, a social green creature with a heart two sizes too small, who lives alone in a cave atop Mount Crumpet, located above the village of Whoville. He especially hates Christmas and has always been annoyed with the town's Christmas celebrations. One Christmas Eve, he finally decides to stop Christmas Day from coming to Whoville by disguising himself as Santa Claus. His dog Max is a reindeer, and in reversal of Santa's visit, stealing all presents, decorations, and symbols of Christmas. Once loaded, he plans on dumping the bags of stolen goods. He is noticed by a girl, Cindy Lou, but is otherwise undetected." Now, I'll end the quote there. So, I'm going to be along those lines today, of course. And if you have never read the story, or you have never seen this Christmas special, I would highly recommend you doing that. And I know there are other movies that are out. I've never seen the Jim Carrey How the Grinch Stole Christmas, but I have seen the most recent Grinch movie, which wasn't bad. But I definitely prefer the original, and there's many reasons as why. And there's actually a great spiritual application to this. So that's where I'm going to be today. The title of the message, the devotion that I'm going to give you for a Christmas special is "You're a New Man, Mr. Grinch." My key verse is in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Now, by way of introduction, I just want to look at three things. I want to look at the meaning of Christmas, the message of Christmas, and then the Mary of Christmas. M-E-R-R-Y, the Mary of Christmas. So first of all, you have the meaning of Christmas. "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." That is Matthew 1, verse 23. 1 Timothy 1:15 says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." So what is the meaning of Christmas? The meaning of Christmas is that Jesus Christ came to die for sinners. He was born of a virgin, and that's what we are celebrating. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, he did not come to live for us, which he did come to live to fulfill the law. But the main purpose in his coming was so that he would die on the cross for our sins and raise up on the third day, be resurrected from the dead. So, there's also the message of Christmas. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That, of course, is John 3:16. So the meaning of Christmas is that Jesus Christ came. The message of Christmas is that if we believe on him and trust in him, that he will save us. Romans 10, verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And then, of course, there is the Mary of Christmas. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." That is 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. So what that means is that new creation, that is meaning that we have trusted in Christ and that we're now identified with him. The old things, the world system, the people of the world, the pleasing ourselves, the making ourselves a god and wanting to please ourselves and putting ourselves above all others, that is gone. And this new thing that's talking there in 2 Corinthians, that is referring to our relationship with Christ and how we've passed from death unto life. And we have been saved from our sins. We no longer will be separated from God for all eternity, but now have a relationship and a new life, which is eternal life. John 5, verse 24 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Now, let's go to the main topic here and talking about the Grinch. So, why did the Grinch hate Christmas? Why did he hate it so much? And this is such a wonderful story. This is such a story that has such a great spiritual application. But the three main reasons the Grinch hated Christmas, I believe, was the stuff, the food, and the singing. Just everything that came with it. You know, the more stuff. Noise. And if you watch the Christmas special, you'll just see the Whos of Whoville. They have these crazy weird-looking devices. They have, like, these very large toys that have, like, musical instruments with them. And they're just making all this noise and the Grinch can't stand it, just all the noise that comes with it. And then they have this great feast, of course. They'll feast. I'm quoting from it, of course, but they're eating so much, and they have this great celebration. And then the last one is, of course, they'll sing. They're constantly singing, and one of the great parts of the movie is when they get in a circle and they hold hands and they all sing together. Now, the Grinch will find out, that this is not the case with the Whos from Whoville. But if you look at the holidays today, if you look at celebration of Christmas today, this is the Grinch's perception of the Whos is actually what is happening in celebrating Christmas today. You have a lot of people who gather together and they're just greedy. I mean, they have accumulated and accumulated and accumulated, and there is just so much noise and there's just so much stuff that people have gotten. I can't remember what it was for the average American, how much they spend on Christmas, but it's up there. It's up there in the thousands of dollars, how much we spend. And there's nothing wrong with getting things, but when one thing you need to ask yourself this Christmas, and this is coming out on Christmas Day, so if you're listening to this on Christmas Day, or if you're just recapping and reliving what you got, ask yourself, is my Christmas defined by all this stuff? And that's the way the Grinch saw the Whos. Now, we will find out that is not the case with the Whos from Whoville, but is that the case with you? If you're not to get anything this Christmas, if you were to give back all your stuff, could you be able to do it, and B, what would it do to you? Is that what your Christmas is defined as? Because Christmas is so much more than just all the stuff. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 10 says, "He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity." That's Ecclesiastes 5:10. Boy, what we got last Christmas won't satisfy us this Christmas, will it? What we got 5 years ago won't satisfy us this year. You would probably get in a lot of trouble if you took a gift from somebody you got them 5 years ago and said, "Hey, do you need this anymore?" And they said, "No, go ahead, take it." And you took it from them, or maybe you stole it from them, and then you just wrapped it up and gave it to them again. They would probably look at you like you're crazy. They'd probably say, "Well, what are you doing? That's the same thing you got me." And the reason for that is we need more. And there is so much greed when it comes to Christmas. Not only that, all the food that we eat, it's a very convicting thing when you think about it. Gluttony is a sin. Okay, so for the drunken and the glutton shall come to poverty. Proverbs 23:21. Drunkenness is definitely a sin. So is gluttony. And depending on what denomination you are, I know being a Baptist, we focus on the first one rather than the latter. We focus on that first sin of drunkenness. In fact, we go even further and say that alcohol itself, not even drinking it. And we focus so much on drunkenness and just alcohol as a whole. But also gluttony is a sin. Gluttony is a big sin. And Proverbs 23:21, I just quoted there, for the drunken and the glutton. And when you look at the holidays, man, oh man, how much food and how much drink and just we not only consume, we also drink and eat and drink and eat. And it's just, we're not eating for nourishment. We're eating till we can't eat anymore. And we're just stuffing ourselves. And this wasn't the case with the Whos from Whoville, but that's what the Grinch saw. When he looked down and he saw all their feasts, and he's like, "Oh, look at them. They're just so glutton." And the last one, of course, is the singing. And I believe that the Grinch kind of looked down and just saw them all singing, and he found out that they had a reason to sing that was beyond entertainment. But that's a big one today. When you think of Christmas, not only do you think of all the stuff that we get, and then not only do you think about all the food that we eat, but you think of all the songs and just all the entertainment and all the movies that come with it. And 1 John 2 verse 16 says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." And there's nothing wrong, of course, with liking the classics or liking something that there's no sin in it and it doesn't take you away from God and just enjoying the season. But we can go overboard with that. We really can. We can just make Christmas about entertainment, of course, other than making it about Jesus. So when the Grinch looked down and he saw the Whos, he saw just a bunch of glutton, greedy, entertainment-seeking individuals. But thankfully, he realized that there was so much more. And what happened was the Grinch, he would dress up as Santa Claus and he would go in there and he would steal everything. He would take all the decorations, the presents. He would go in to the Whoville while they were sleeping the night before Christmas, in reverse of what the old story of Saint Nick, of Santa Claus, is, which of course is Santa Claus would come and give the presents. The Grinch would do the reverse. He would take everything. And he took everything from the Whos of Whoville. And then, of course, as the story goes, when the Grinch has everything, he looks out on Whoville and he's expecting them to cry. But he ends up getting something much more. He ends up hearing something much more. And here's a clip from How the Grinch Stole Christmas that I referenced earlier and spoke in detail about a little background of it. Here's a clip from How the Grinch Stole Christmas, when the Grinch would hear the Whos singing and realize that Christmas was about so much more.
"Without any presents at all, he hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch with his Grinch feet, ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. He puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
And going back to our key verse there, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The Grinch realized that Christmas was about so much more. And he realized that they were singing and they were celebrating and they were enjoying something that couldn't be bought, something that they could not buy themselves, something that they could not acquire, but it was something in their heart. And that was the true meaning of Christmas. And that's the question I want to ask you. Are you enjoying, do you believe in the true meaning of Christmas? And that is that Jesus Christ came to die for sinners, and that he came to bear your sin on an old rugged cross, and he fulfilled the law, and he lived a perfect life, and he died on a cross for your sins, and he rose again. And is that the reason that you celebrate Christmas? There's nothing wrong with getting gifts and giving gifts and having some special holiday food and having traditions, and of course those are wonderful things, but the main thing is, do you truly understand the true meaning of Christmas? Heavenly Father, we thank you. We love you. We pray, God, that if there's anyone who's listening who doesn't know the true meaning of Christmas, God, that you would use this for your honor and your glory. And Lord, that a seed would be planted, that the only way through true joy and peace through Christmas is from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Preach the Word with Brother Dean Carmichael from Greensboro. You can email Brother Dean, preachtheword87@outlook.com. preachtheword87@outlook.com. You also can follow our dear friend Brother Dean Carmichael on Facebook, facebook.com/DeanCarmichaelJr.